views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from foggy Seattle here on KKNW AM 1150 here at Hubbard Radio. You may be listening, instead of in the Seattle area, you may be listening somewhere in Rhode Island, Connecticut, or New York on WBLQ AM 1230. You might be somewhere in the United States listening on cable radio network or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from today, you are going to be thrilled you joined me because I've got one of those A-list guests who I absolutely adore, who's both personable, insightful, and can help you shift your life in major ways. But before I get into that, I want to say hello to my better half in the studio, as I usually say, but maybe it's the better third today, Mr. Benny Mathers, because we have somebody else. Apparently, we've got two producers / engineers. Apparently, I'm really high maintenance and I need to.
This is how big your show's gotten, Christine. I mean, you have two producers, and I can get Eric and to answer your phones too for you. So then you'd have, three.
Well,
so
that would be fun.
This is what you deserve.
A party.
It's what you deserve.
And there's Sarah across the way, and she's controlling the boards and looking beautiful today. And it's nice to see you here.
Oh, I try. Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Yeah. So anyway, we all want to feel good. That's like a tenet of being human. We want to feel good. And oftentimes we have lots holding us back. Boy, nothing like live radio, tripping over your words. We have all these resources. We have best intentions. But why is it so hard to slow down, simplify, and just care for ourselves? Why do we feel so overwhelmed? And I'm going to raise my hand there. I'm absolutely overwhelmed, way more than I'd like to admit. Why are we afraid to let go? Today, we're going to be talking to leading space clearing expert and teacher Stephanie Bennett Vogt, who shares her secrets for easing into what she calls spaciousness. One small step, one drawer, one moment at a time. She is a leading space clearing expert. She's a teacher. She's the author of a wonderful book called Your Spacious Self, Clear the Clutter and Discover Who You Are, which looked at clutter in a very different way. And now she's got a new book hot off the press. I think that it actually came out yesterday. And it is called A Year to Clear, A Daily Guide to Creating Spaciousness in Your Home and Heart. She's taught her inspiring space clearing programs at various centers, including Kripalu, New England School of Feng Shui. I know she taught over in Amsterdam. Her work has been appearing in places like Huffington Post, Daily Om, and in two book anthologies. Anyway, she has a very different approach than one of the best-selling books out there because she uses a slow clearing approach, and we're going to learn a lot more about this and how meaningful it can be to our lives in a moment. I'd like to welcome our guest today, Stephanie Bennett Vogt.
Oh, it's so great to be here again, Christine.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
You're so welcome.
Beautiful space.
And I feel so honored to be here. Like, is this day two of the book?
Yeah, it came out yesterday, so I'm a new mother again.
Yes.
I have a new baby.
And what a beautiful baby it is.
I know.
It's amazing. Before we get into details about this, you look at space clearing and clearing the clutter in a different way than so many people out there do. So, first of all, I want to understand, How did you get to this point where not only are you teaching about this, you're sharing books that are helping to change people's lives? How'd you get here?
How did I get into it? Well, actually, I came into it very through the back door. It wasn't intentional at all. Turns out that I, being the most organized person you'll ever meet, was cluttered beyond belief. And I didn't realize this until I had been teaching for 20 years. I was a high school teacher.
Uh-huh.
And I stumbled into my own clutter when I burned out from teaching and realized, oh my God, you know, I was like the squirrel type, you know, where mm-hmm. I saved everything.
Right.
And I had a little home for everything. Uh-huh. And it was such a burden to me it came down like a sledgehammer on my self-concept and uh-huh. worldview of me being so, you know, neat and tidy and everything.
Right.
And so I really made it my mission. I took a leave of absence and then I just quit and decided to explore this whole new territory of clutter and stress and why we hold on. And it became my life's work and mission. I never thought that I'd ever, ever say that. And certainly I would never have predicted that I would be a writer either, or an author. Uh-huh. That was the last thing. I mean, if you had told me 20 years ago I'd be an author with books, I'd be laughing because it didn't match my own worldview. So you never know what will happen when you start to clear the clutter of your life. It's uh-huh. like some magical stuff starts to happen. So it's a mission. It's exciting. It's fun. I'm certainly a lot lighter in my load, but I, like you were saying earlier, we teach what we need to learn, and
yes.
I'm still learning to let go.
Uh-huh. So,
yeah.
So what is your definition of clutter?
Clutter is anything that gets in the way of experiencing your true nature and best life.
So
it doesn't have to be physical objects.
Okay,
it can
so
be
it's
thoughts.
It's not closets and drawers only.
Nope, it can be. And certainly that's always the you know, the physical manifestation of what's really kind of cooking on inside.
Uh-huh.
So my interest is on what's cooking on inside, cooking inside us, that creates the clutter outside us.
Oh, so there's an underlying cause to having gotten to this place of having the clutter.
I mean, for me, it was fear that there's not enough to go around. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a belief.
Right.
That I had inherited, I believe, from my own, you know, my mother and my grandmother. And it was like a real entrenched belief, which sort of led to my squirrel tendencies. And I just even talking about it, Christine, I can mm-hmm. feel the energy of that, like the stuckness of that.
Right.
Like I feel sort of my you know, a little dry mouth, a little
uh-huh.
like a baby kind of fluttering in my heart. It actually brings up emotions to uh-huh. even talk about it.
Wow.
So I'm not free of it, but I'm so conscious of it that when I'm aware, that's when I can change. And that's what I hope to teach with my books and all that, to
mm-hmm.
bring that kind of awareness, that really micro awareness that can change not only one's life, but the world, I believe.
Right. And I think it's a really common fear that there's not enough to go around. I think that, at least in our economic system, it's one of the basic tenets that there's only so much to go around.
Yeah.
I think that a lot of people end up parenting that way, like, no, you know, we can't have that.
We can't
have everything.
Yep.
Yes, can't afford mm-hmm. it. That limitation mentality mm-hmm. is pretty prevalent, at least mm-hmm. in our culture.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it is ingrained within us. But what might be some of the other reasons that somebody might want to, end up creating clutter subconsciously?
Well, it could be, one is fear of not having enough, mm-hmm. or, you know, there's unworthiness will do that. I'm not enough. So
uh-huh.
it's not just about not having enough to go around, but it's like, I'm not enough. I'm not worthy of receiving all the blessings of the world.
So why would that create, sort of cause a person to sort of create clutter in their home?
Well, you know, it's all connected, right? So thoughts are, negative thoughts and limiting beliefs have sort of vibrated a very low frequency, if I can go there a little bit on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And because energy is almost palpable, especially stuck energy, it has a magnetic field that attracts more energies like it at that level.
Right.
So if you're feeling poor me, you know, nobody cares about me, you know, you're vibrating poor me,
right,
you're going to attract energetically other situations, relationships, things that vibrate at that level.
Right.
So we really have to address it energetically, address the limitation consciously, directly and consciously. And that's why I think it's even not just through thought can we change. We can change the paradigm and the patterns that we're carrying around. It's like we're, you know, our ball and chain are these patterns.
Mm-hmm.
It's like our big suitcases, our baggage of thoughts and beliefs that are energetically dragging us down.
Yeah.
So as we start to peel away the layers little by little, one day at a time, I believe, we start to lighten our load and we start to attract at much higher frequencies that which we most, you know, that makes our heart sing.
Right.
And so that it really is at that point. It gets down to basics. That's the basics.
And that one day at a time approach is really fascinating, and we're going to talk about that a little bit more when we come back from this short break. More with Stephanie Bennett Vogt, A Year to Clear, in a few moments.
A clean-up woman is a woman who
on the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is a complete approach to wellness. Serenity Bliss offers integrated therapies for whole body health, from facials to massage, from laser skin treatments to herbal wellness, from chiropractic care to energy healing. We work with teens who want to put their best face forward, adults of all ages who want to maintain that youthful glow, and anyone who wants to enjoy vibrant well-being head to toe. Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is bringing the European approach to restoring natural beauty and wellness here to the Seattle area. Located on the east side, off the beaten path, yet just minutes from the freeway. If you'd like to experience the joy of relaxation, skincare excellence, and total wellness, then come experience your Serenity Bliss. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. That's SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. Or call 206-229-0086.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. All I was doing was making it easy for the cleanup woman
to get my man's love. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the wonderful Stephanie Bennett Vogt, who's just launched a new book, A Year to Clear, A Daily Guide to Creating Spaciousness in Your Home and Heart. You know, Stephanie, before the break, you were talking about all sorts of reasons why we would, you know, automatically end up attracting clutter of one sort or another. What's the key to shifting our pattern from, you know, creating the clutter of a variety of sorts, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, to getting to the other side where, you know, we have a much more positive, higher frequency vibration?
Well, actually, I have five keys.
All right.
Can I share my five keys?
Please do, yes.
All right. So the five keys are, and I've touched on them already a little bit. I touched on one of them, I guess, a little bit. The first one is slowing down.
Uh-huh.
There are actually five S's. So the first one is slowing down. The second one is simplifying. The third one is sensing, which is what I was talking about when my mouth was dry.
Uh-huh.
You know, I was talking about those micro sensations. That's sensing. The fourth one is surrender, and the fifth one is self-care. And I believe that we have to have all five we have to incorporate all five into a daily routine, even if it's just for 1 minute. And that's when the magic happens. That's when we get from where we are now to where we want to go.
Okay. So, you know, Stephanie, one of the biggest books out there is about clearing clutter really, really fast.
Yeah.
And, you know, although I think that there's some interesting things in that book,
mm-hmm.
Your approach is so very different. I mean, it'd feel great to get rid of everything, you know, once and for all. But
right.
Why do you take this approach where, number one, you're actually slowing down?
I know. I'm actually doing the opposite. I'm sort of it's radical.
It is.
Isn't it? It kind of messes with people's minds, too,
uh-huh.
Which is the point.
All right.
The point is, by slowing down, we actually really get into the sweet spot of clearing, and we can't get there unless we slow down.
So what is the sweet spot?
I
was just asking you what the sweet spot is. Go ahead.
The sweet spot of clearing is present time, being in the present moment.
Ah.
So we can't be in the present moment. We're go, 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 do, do, do. We're,
uh-huh.
You know, multitasking. We're throwing stuff into trash bags and, you know, and I've been that, I am that person sometimes.
Uh-huh.
There's certainly a place for it. But I'm saying that we really can't clear sustainably for good without being in the present moment. I know it's kind of wild,
uh-huh.
But I'm going to say it again. We cannot clear without being in the present moment.
Okay.
So real effective sustainable clearing happens only when we're in the present moment.
So let's say that we ignore that and we throw the stuff into the bags, we put stuff in the dumpster, send stuff to the, you know, to Value Village for as a donation, you know,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Why isn't that enough?
Well, it's actually really great to do all that, but
uh-huh.
When we're not being mindful and noticing how these objects make us feel, we're really missing an opportunity, like a huge opportunity, to a release that sort of energetic baggage I was talking about.
Uh-huh.
And the energetic baggage, we really have access. Five keys are those five S's to get uh-huh. at that energetic stuff. And so really, truly, we can't do it without slowing down.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I've even coined this expression. You know, you've heard of the slow food movement.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm sort of calling my movement the slow clear movement.
Uh-huh.
And I just believe that there's so much richness in that experience. And I believe that when we go slow, we actually go faster. Because if we can address almost like you know, the homeopathic version of clearing.
Right,
when we can address one particular energetic block, we literally release all of them. So we don't have to, you know, tear into our basements and attics like, you know, like a bat out of hell. And, and I know I've had that impulse.
Right.
But the impulse, what that does, that impulse gets us all riled up and gets us into fight or flight, which is what slow clear does, is we bypass the fight or flight response, which is kind of what we also want. We don't want to get triggering our survival instincts. We want to be gentle and address the issues quietly, gently, and in ways that we can handle. And sometimes those big, messy attics and basements are too much for the nervous system to handle. So my approach is take, you know, go baby steps. Take, you know, one drawer of the refrigerator. Do, you know, the glove compartment. Do one thing really completely with awareness. And work at that level, because that little baby step is going to morph into more effortless clearing than we could ever have imagined. And I know it works because I've tried it, and I've tested it. I feel tested it. That's what the book is about. The new book is about is I've really created a year to clear experience that I tried. I tried it as an online course, and it kind of, I didn't know if it would work, but after a year, I realized, and all the testimonials I got from virtual, you know, students, I was, it became very clear that this approach, there is something to it.
Right. And yeah, there's some amazing testimonials here. It's like, for instance, at the beginning of the experience, I didn't know how this would work. Now I am about 10 pounds lighter. Interesting, because it's not a diet, is it? The lessons made it easier for me to try small changes that let me slide into new ways of being. And I'd never remembered all those feelings and thoughts without the journal. So it's, you know, it. There's a lot of testimonials like that in the book, and I'm sure you had to choose amongst many.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. It was very hard to do, but I have some really rich comments and stories in the book that came out of the course. I'm so grateful to the women. They're mostly women. There's some men, too, that spoke so personally and just, I nearly cried a lot. I was crying a lot that year as I was reading what people were saying and going through. Really, it just moved me so much to experience the, you know, if through their, you know, their own eyes and hearts.
Yeah.
You know, and they're really addressing the issues that are blocking them from being who they want to be. And and it just, it's very, very moving to me. That's why I do what I do. I just completely at service for this, because I just see how these baby steps really can change, do magic, create magic in people's lives and change the world. I just believe in that.
So you gave us five, you know, basic steps. One is slow down. The next S was simplify.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, simplify, one really great little tool I offer people is, I call it the reduce and repeat approach. So let's just say that you have a desk that's just driving you insane. It's just covered with junk and, you know, candy wrappers and papers and all that. So my approach to bypass the amygdala, the part that goes into fight or flight and reactivity, what you want is to reduce the area of your focus or the or the time you spend, and repeat the task until the job is complete. So I call it the R&R, reduce and repeat approach.
Okay. So instead of handling a whole bunch.
All you can handle is 1 minute, you would just sort of reduce and repeat for 1 minute at the area of focus. And I would choose an area that your nervous system, your you know, you can handle. Not the insane, you know, nightmare
garage,
your basement or you know, the file cabinet or the emails if they're driving you insane.
Right,
don't go there.
Yeah.
Go to something simple and practice with that.
Okay.
So that's simplifying. So we heard about slowing down and simplifying. They kind of go together.
Uh-huh.
And the sensing goes right in there as well. It's really feeling the feelings that come up as you clear with your in your 1 minute.
Uh-huh.
Or your one little area of focus. It's like bringing all of your awareness for that 1 minute. Mm. And that means feeling the shame and the blame and the shoulds and the guilt and the
yes.
the crappiness in your throat, and you know, maybe your feet are killing you, or maybe you just want to like bolt and avoid and go uh-huh. eat a you know a bag of chips or mm-hmm. or go plunk in front of the TV. You just have to be with those impulses for that 1 minute.
Yeah.
And with compassion, really being compassionately aware. And
that's a tough yeah. one for some people, isn't it? To,
oh, yeah.
to have that self-compassion.
Oh, yeah. That's why we have to go slow. That's why 1 minute is really a good thing because, you know, if you said, oh, I'll do this every day for, mm-hmm. you know, an hour, I think it's too much. We, you know, our circuits will fry. We won't want to do it. It'd be too onerous, uh-huh. too much work,
right.
too much of a hassle. And then we start to kind of the task becomes this onerous, awful thing
right.
that creates more clutter.
Yeah.
It's then you have the thoughts of, I don't want to do that because it's too hard and uh-huh. too painful.
And if you're trying to get away from being overwhelmed.
More, yeah.
Yeah.
The, more overwhelmed.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, we have to go to another quick break.
Okay.
But when we return, we're going to talk more about surrender and self-care and how to approach a year to clear when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit livemoreradio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm chatting today with Stephanie Bennett Vogt, and she's got a brand new book out, A Year to Clear, A Daily Guide to Creating Spaciousness in Your Home and Heart. You know, Stephanie, one of the things I absolutely love about this book is you don't have to start on January 1st. It's not one of these books where it has the date attached.
I know. I can't believe it. No, you don't. You can start right now.
Yes, yes.
You can start today.
And it would also make a wonderful Christmas gift for those in your life who want to shift and become happier and healthier and more at ease in their lives. So it's, you know, it'd be good to start on January 1st, too, but, you know.
I know.
I'm
and even if you just had it by your bedside table and opened it randomly, it will work magic. It did, you know, I just got my copies yesterday, and I opened them up and started leafing through and I went, oh, gosh, that's so good. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well,
I love that piece. I remember that.
Isn't it great the way the best things that we actually produce and offer to the world come through us? You know,
And yes, it's definitely
got your personality, your flair around it, but it's definitely got a lot of divine guidance.
Oh, it's so much bigger than me. You have no idea. I'm a student of all this. And I have to say, both my books, Your Spacious Self and A Year to Clear, are my best stuff. They're really a great combination together. Like, Your Spacious Self is really the foundation for what I'm teaching. And A Year to Clear is the practice. It's the journey.
Right.
It takes people on a journey. Just like going on a hike or a long walk, you know, like the Camino.
That
gives us so much to learn from. Yeah.
And I'm just going to randomly read a titles of a few different chapters. And you've got them grouped together by week.
Yeah.
Clearing Made Easy, Moving Stuck Energy, Tuning Up the Senses, Embracing Emotional Weather, Connecting with Home, Moving Things, Moving On, Soul Calling, Allowing Imperfection, I like that one, Cultivating Self-Care, Homing In on Joy, Honoring the Past, Tuning Into Guidance, Forgiving, Spacious Revealing, Dreaming Big, you know, so they're not exactly what you'd expect from clearing, but it's just goes so much deeper than our usual concept of clearing. So you talked about the first three of the five S words, slow down, simplify, and sensing. What's the next one?
So the next two, or the last two, really go together like hand and glove. They're called surrender and self-care. And in a way, we cannot ultimately let go or surrender until we feel safe and good.
Mm.
And we cannot feel safe and good without nourishing self-care.
Uh-huh.
And I believe they really do the whole five are really the goodies. They kind of go together, all of them.
Right.
But surrender and self-care particularly go together well.
I never thought in those terms before because I guess it makes sense to surrender, unless you're being forced to surrender in a case that, like, you know, a loved one passes away. Choosing to surrender, you're right. We have to feel safer. We're not going to want to do it.
That's right. We're just going to go into fight or flight and fear and survival. We need to feel absolutely safe to just receive and drop into that spacious space of surrender.
So why is surrender important?
Well, it's really about letting go. And I think ultimately we cannot clear until we learn and experience what it feels like to let go. And this is the experience I had from my little squirrel tendencies. I had to learn through practice daily, every day, practicing that it was safe, learning that it was safe, encoding that it was safe for me to let go of all that string and let go of all those mason jars and let go of all, you know, the extra shoes and sneakers and stuff that I've saved just in case.
Right.
I couldn't teach it and tell me. You know, mm-hmm. It's like the words themselves, you could say, all right, let go, but you have to actually, it's not a head thing. It's mm-hmm. a feeling thing.
Right.
So the sensing is really a good practice in feeling your way through and feeling your way to letting go and really tapping the wisdom of our, this amazing thing that we walk around in, this body with uh-huh. the five senses and the sixth sense of intuition. Those senses really are the processing center mm-hmm. Of letting go. So you can't think your way to letting go. You have to feel it, I believe,
right.
to surrender.
It was interesting. Recently, I was sorting through a lot of books. Now, I get a lot of books coming into my home because of the fact that, you know, I'm reading just about a book a week because of the guests I have on my show. And then there's some other books that I want to read as well. So I just don't want to have, like, too many books. It just feels overwhelming.
Right.
So I recently sorted through a whole lot of books and gave away, I think it was like 9 or 10 grocery bags filled with books. And I gave it to the local Value Village, and it supported one charity or another. And then my son said, did you give away the such and such books? And I was like,
oh, boy.
Yeah, I did. And so, you know, he said, well, that's okay, you know. And so I thought, well, you know, maybe I can buy new ones. They were hardcovers. I don't know if they sell them anymore. And so about a month later, I was guided to go into that Value Village and look to see if the books were there. And not only did I find the three books that he wished I hadn't given away, I found two other books, including a signed Byron Katie book that I've been meaning to read for a long time.
No,
so it's kind of like,
kidding.
Okay, so, you know, there, even though I let go of something, and you know, I think
know.
Oftentimes we let go, we're afraid that it is something we need, or we're going to want again, or we're going to regret it. And
yep.
yet, even though there was some regret, it ultimately led to something more wonderful.
I know. It created an opening, didn't it?
It did.
It's like
it
the
did.
Channels got opened by that experience.
Yeah.
And that's the part, you know, where when you surrender and trust uh-huh. is a big thing.
Yes.
And it builds trust, that surrendering, the practice of surrendering builds a lot of trust. That you're well cared for, that uh-huh. everything you need, ever will need, will be available to you.
Right, right. And, you know, that's a hard one. That trust can be hard sometimes. And, okay,
yeah.
this was with books, right?
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
but when we talk about clothing that's the wrong size or the gifts that our parents who've passed over gave to us at one point that we really don't like... I mean, how do you deal with the letting go of things that have even more emotional attachment?
Well, that's why I say the way I deal with it is I practice with things I can let go
uh-huh.
first.
Okay.
I don't go there. I just can't. It's too hard, you know, to let go of that chair that maybe was in your family but you hate it.
Uh-huh.
or the pants that you think you're going to get into again someday. If they feel like there's a lot of charge there...
Uh-huh.
My recommendation is to practice on the smaller things so that
right.
one day you're going to bump into that chair or the pants
uh-huh.
and you go, what am I hanging on to this for?
Right.
It literally becomes that effortless.
Yeah.
And off it goes without uh-huh. even a second thought.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I finally let go of the wedding shoes I wore
uh-huh.
30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I got married 30 years ago. And these shoes just stayed in my closet in a box, and they went from house to house in the box. I never wore them once again after I got married. And I don't know, I had this belief that I don't know why I hung on to them. I had forgotten
uh-huh.
that I had them.
Right.
And I couldn't let them go.
Uh-huh.
But one day this last summer, I finally, I was looking at them going, what do I need these things for?
uh-huh.
And off they went to Goodwill without even, like, a flinch, Christy.
Uh-huh.
And I think
yeah.
it's because I've just been practicing this, what I've been teaching myself. And it just became effortless.
Wow.
Stuff is flying out of my house now. You cannot believe.
Uh-huh.
Suddenly.
Yeah. And I'm fascinated by the fact that, you know, you've spent a lot of time in Mexico and then come back to your home
mm-hmm.
in the northeastern United States.
Mm-hmm.
How does that change your perception of what you have when you arrive back?
Well, it gets much easier because I do go away. I come back and I go, oh, my God, this just feels so, you know, I might look at some of the clothes I've had that I kept here or furniture even, and and it's out the door the very next day because it just doesn't match my vibration anymore, really.
Right.
I feel like I've expanded so much from being abroad that it's like not even a question anymore. It's like it's not a match. It's not a match, and I know it. And I can't wait to get it out.
Right.
This is where the urge to purge becomes, like, real. You just cannot wait. For example, I ask people, I don't get any Christmas presents anymore. I ask all my family members not to give us anything but experiences. All I want is experiences.
Oh, interesting.
You know, trips and dinners and things like that. And it's partly because I don't want to be burdened anymore. I know what that feels like. And I can feel energetically what all these little thingies that were given to me with in love, obviously, with love, what they do. I know they were a should, many of them, when they were purchased.
Yes.
It's like, I would just like to eliminate that altogether. It's like clearing my diet of material possessions. I've just learned to live on a lot less stuff, and I love it. I love it.
We need to go to another quick break, but more with Stephanie Bennett Vogt and A Year to Clear when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
That ice cold Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, Stephanie, I really want people to get a flavor of what this book is about. And could you choose a day at random to just sort of read so that people get a flavor of it?
Yeah. In fact, just today I opened at random, day 179. And I thought, well, that would be a good one to read if you asked me. And you did. So I would love that. Should I read it now?
Yes, please.
So it's called Keep Moving, Day 179. And I'm just going to go to I'm not going to read the whole thing, but just a little excerpt of it. Realizing a dream, any dream, can be messy and time-consuming. Whether it is creating good art, clearing out a massively cluttered house, or learning a new skill, the pathway to success can look like a squiggly mess. Two steps forward, three back, four sideways, one more forward, and so on. In the absence of discernible progress and a wily monkey mind shouting all the reasons why it will never work, it is easy to lose hope and cave. Whatever happens, don't give up. Don't give in to a noisy and attached mind that thinks it knows better. It doesn't. Don't give in to a mind that is regurgitating a tired script of old stories, worries, and memories from the past. The truth is, achieving anything that matters takes work. It takes time to release old habits and grow new ones. It takes time to rewire the brain. It takes time to get good at something. Never lose hope. There is more going on than meets the eye. What will help you keep moving forward today? Do that, even if it's just for 1 minute.
That's so wonderful. And that's looking at that the clutter that needs to be cleared. It's those mm-hmm. belief systems, the mm-hmm. resistance, you know, the ego control, and that's beautifully
said.
Could
just be being aware of your dry mouth going, or the little hesitation when you have to talk to somebody that's a difficult person, or mm-hmm. whatever it might be. Remember, that's the sweet spot. It's being in the middle between the problem or the issue and your desired outcome. Mm-hmm. The real goodies are in the middle, right in that presence.
And then you've got, at the bottom of every day page, you've got explore. And this one says, one thing that will help me remember not to give up and give in, ... And then what I can do right now to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's great. So it's inspiration, illumination, advice, and then some exercises
to
keep us, you know, moving forward.
Yeah. And the exercises are open-ended on purpose because uh-huh. I believe that the creative mind has all the answers. The uh-huh. wisdom is in there.
Right.
And if we just create these openings, and that's what those little explore phrases do, they're designed to kind of bypass the thinking mind.
Uh-huh.
And they're designed to be lived and contemplated more than like a doing, something mm-hmm. that you have to go do. Yeah,
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Stephanie, I'm considering sort of the bent of this book. I'm rather fascinated by the fact that you included a chapter on the purse.
Yeah.
Why is that? I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah. No, I have, I think it's week 10. It's called Paring Down the Purse.
Uh-huh.
And it was inspired by a good friend of mine who was carrying around a purse that was the size of a small suitcase.
Been there, done that.
I know. She made me promise I would do a section on it, and I did. And she, in fact, is featured in that week.
Uh-huh.
She's a fabulous writer herself, so she wrote a wonderful piece that I included. And I just take people through again a journey of exploratory journey of the purse.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And it was really fun to write and really fun to sort of break the code on that.
Uh-huh.
Because I just think that's what we unconsciously carry around. It's such a great metaphor, too, isn't it? For
it
carrying
is.
Around our lives.
Uh-huh.
And she herself was unconscious of how much she was carrying. She had no idea.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because I've looked in my purse, and recently I did some sorting, and I'm thinking, I've got eyeliner in here. When was the last time I put
right.
eyeliner on when I'm out on the road somewhere or in a public restroom? I don't know. Maybe 5 years ago?
Right, right. Yeah, and it's the belief, oh, I might just need this again
exactly.
sometime, right?
Exactly. I know. It's kind of funny and kind of ridiculous. And yes, it does literally weighs us down. And
no, I can't believe the size of the suitcases, the purses that people carry around.
Uh-huh.
And I, you know, I worry for their neck and their back.
Yes.
And it hurts me to see them lugging this thing around on their shoulder or
uh-huh.
whatever.
Right.
And I'm thinking, what do you have in that thing
yeah.
that is so absolutely necessary for your survival and well-being?
Yes.
I mean, I try not to be judgmental because obviously I carry around all kinds of things, you know, in my head.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, there's really no difference. But.
Right. And then, of course, the judgment of others is really our
yes,
self-judgment.
That's clutter right there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the mindfulness part. It's
uh-huh.
like, oh, I just spewed out a little judgment arrow at
uh-huh.
somebody. And,
right.
That doesn't help them or me. So,
yes.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we're judging those things that you know, we
exactly.
you know, are part of our shadow side
exactly.
that we're not comfortable with. So it
exactly.
can be very illuminating.
It.
Yeah, yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, we're going to be ending in just a couple minutes. And I want to make sure people know how to reach you over the Internet because you've got some wonderful things to offer.
Yeah. Well, I have some really great free stuff now. As part of this book launch, I created 4 videos that distill my best clearing secrets that I've cultivated and culled from 20 years of being a space clearing practitioner and
uh-huh.
teacher and writer. And so it's called My Best Clearing Secrets. And I'm asking people, they're free.
Uh-huh.
I'm asking people to sign up for them to receive them in their inbox, their email inbox. They'll come every other day for over a period of a week. And they're about 10 or less minutes long. They're really short, but
uh-huh.
they really are just meat full of wisdom and rich and tools and tips and really speak to what we've been talking about this hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they can be accessed by going to ayeartoclear.com and then /clearing secrets.
Uh-huh.
So it's ayeartoclear.com/clearing secrets. And there's a page there to sign up. And
yes, and your I love your blogs too. I get so many emails with blogs and newsletters, and I delete most of them. I always read your blog
Aww.
From top to bottom, so it's wonderful.
And thank you.
And everyone, next to the MP3 on my website, stellarreflections.com, you'll be able to get the link to Stephanie's videos as well.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so,
if anyone just wants to see what I'm up to, it's spaceclear.com is really the home site.
Yeah.
One word, spaceclear.com.
Thank you. Thank you so
yeah.
much for joining me here today, Stephanie.
Well, I am always just loving being in your orbit. And I always feel good after. Thank you so much
Likewise.
For inviting me, Christine.
Oh, thank you. And
space, yeah.
And again, it's A Year to Clear, a daily guide to creating spaciousness in your home and heart. And I've just got a couple of quick announcements before we head out. On Wednesday at 10 a.m., I'm going to be on the Dr. Pat Show. And I'm going to be talking about how to turbocharge change. And then I also wanted to mention that for those of you who want to help others to shift their lives quickly, I'll be teaching 111 Activation Practitioner Training October 24th and 25th. You can find the information on my website, christineupchurch.com, stellarreflections.com, either way. But I want to thank you for joining us here today. It's always great to talk to you wherever you are in the world. Thanks, everybody.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.